Full Circle, written and read by Michael Palin. Day 1, Little Diomede Island, Bering Strait. It's mid-morning on a late summer's day, and I'm sitting on a rock in the middle of the Bering Strait. I'm not the only one here. As well as 6 other members of my film crew, there are 182 Inuk Eskimos for whom this mile-long granite outcrop is home. Down below me, they go about their business. Fishermen dismember walruses, cutting the precious meat into fat, stinky chunks, which they cover with shrouds of plastic sheeting, like objects in a murder investigation. Their wives spread the skin of the walrus out to dry on wooden frames, alongside braided lengths of seal intestine, strips of herring, and morsels of beluga whale. Others repair boats, tarring and painting and tinkering with outboard motors. Most of the 60 children who live on the rock spill noisily onto the playground for a lunchtime break. A handful of men in hard hats disappears into the treatment plant beside the huge water storage tank that dominates the small, steep waterfront settlement. From my precarious perch, I look down at the messy jumble of huts with something approaching despair. Everyone else on this rock seems to know what they're doing and why they're here. I try to concentrate. Nigel is pointing his camera expectantly, and Fraser's wind-baffled sound boom is aimed at me like a cattle prod. A documentary series waits to begin. Yet, as I sit here, I feel less like a television presenter, more like Alice in Wonderland. Only 5 days ago, I was filming in a cupboard in Buckinghamshire with John Cleese and a tarantula spider. And now here I am, just short of the Arctic Circle on a Monday morning, looking across at a Russian rock.